Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Thursday, here it is. Second date update time with Thunder and PT. Let's see if we can't help somebody today. If you've been out on a great first date, want to try to get that person to a second, but they're just not getting back to you. No response. We'll see what's going on, see if they are still interested. And I think that is what's going on with Lindsay here. Let's find out. Lindsay, thanks for joining us today. Let's talk all things Jeff, shall we?
I hope you can help. He really made a great first impression.
And how long since that first date?
He's been MIA for like a week, so.
It's only a week, though. I feel good about that, or better than, you know, some other situations.
Well, let's start with the date, Lindsay. Obviously, you guys agreed to go out together, and how would you say the date went?
Honestly, it was so fun. He's like classically handsome, but kind of silly at the same time. He decided we should thumb wrestle to see who got the last bite of dessert, and I was all about that, just how playful he was.
Did you thumb wrestle?
Yeah, wow. Thumb wrestle.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
And who won that?
I did, but I think he did that on purpose.
Okay. I see. And if you lost, you had to sit there licking your lips and watching the other person?
No. It was just silly. You know?
Okay. All right.
I don't want to say it, but it seems a little dorky. Well,
that's chivalry.
Okay, fine. All right.
And obviously you're having fun up through the thumb wrestle. How was the conversation between the two of you, between you and Jeff, Lindsay?
I was a little nervous, so the conversation bounced all over the place at first, but I'd say we got a good sense of each other after all of it.
So talk through us a little bit with that. When you're nervous, I mean, do you... You know, you feel like you don't do a lot of dating, or just it was weird at first in terms of the flow?
Or were you just so attracted to Jeff that you were sort of at a loss for words?
That was probably it. Okay. Nothing's terrible, but I managed to, like, drop my fork on the ground twice. The first time he got me a new one, and the second time I decided to just use my salad fork, so... Okay. Hopefully he didn't notice that.
All right. Yeah, that honestly feels a little like cute and awkward vibe.
Right.
Like, if you don't mind me saying that, it seems like you were like kind of, you know, you were kind of taken aback by him. That's awesome.
Not a deal breaker. All right, here's what we got to do, Lindsay. We're going to just call and find out. The only thing we can do is get some answers from Jeff and stop wondering and wishing that he'd call. Let's just get right to the source. So you hold on. The second half, second date update coming up 3 minutes away here with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Well, does Jeff want to see Lindsay again? That is the question here on second date update. Here's Lindsay talking about their fun and flirtatious first date a week ago.
Honestly, it was so fun. He's classically handsome, but kind of silly at the same time. I was a little nervous, so the conversation bounced all over the place at first, but I'd say we got a good sense of each other after all of it.
So what's going on? Lindsay hasn't heard from Jeff since that first date a week ago, so let's call him and ask him if he is still interested.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Jeff, please?
Yes, this is Jeff.
Yeah.
Who's calling?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Good morning. This is not a sales call or anything like that, but I got to tell you, you're on the radio because it's Thunder and PT, and we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf radio station, where we do the morning show, and we are reaching out and hoping you could answer a quick question about, and this is about your dating life, so it might get a little bit personal, but do you remember a woman named Lindsay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So Lindsay's a listener of ours. You and Lindsay went out on a date, and she has not heard from you in a while, and we're just calling you because we'd like to, or she would like to know why.
Well, I mean, first off, she comes across really needy.
Okay, why do you say that?
Well, I'm a firefighter, and I don't know if she was hung up on that or what, but I mean, it's just no matter what we were talking about, she just found a way to turn it into me rescuing her and being a hero.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, were you sure that, you know, she just wasn't flirting with you? Because that's what it sounds.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's possible. But it just seemed like it got a little weird. Like she said she'd hoped I could rescue her from overworking. And then like that I was a hero when I asked for a new fork for her. I don't know. I just felt like it was a little out of control.
I'm so embarrassed. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Oh gosh. I'm sorry. Okay, Jeff, I'm sorry. I thought I had Lindsay on hold and that's my fault. But Lindsay, yeah, okay. We talked to Lindsay a few minutes ago and we put her on hold to call you and she's right here. Lindsay, what's going on, Lindsay, with the hero worship, fireman hero worship thing?
I was more nervous than I thought, and I rambled, and I came up with stuff off the top of my head.
Well, I mean, you know, I just feel like a lot of people can't see the man for the job. I mean, I just don't think I can date somebody like that.
I mean, I admit I have a lot of positive ideas about firefighters, but the main thing is you look like a cross between Superman and Thor, so that's what made me nervous, and I didn't know what to say.
Hey, old Jeff.
I mean, you look like a... You look like a cross between Wonder Woman and Scarlett Johansson, so, I mean, I will be honest, I had to work pretty hard to keep it together myself.
Well, that's positive.
So, no, Jeff, that's a good thing, man.
Yeah, I see. So, Jeff, you're just a little, not upset, but saving lives and putting out fires and doing what you do, you don't want it minimalized by someone just looking at you and personifying you as just some sort of sexy hero.
Yeah, I don't necessarily consider myself Mr. Sexy, but yeah, the hero issue just seemed odd to me. You know,
right.
it did seem like a personification.
Did you see, you obviously didn't say anything to Lindsay, like, you know, either on the date? Because I mean, you know, she did say she was nervous, right? Lindsay, you were pretty nervous.
Yeah. Very.
Lindsay, what do you do for a living? May we ask?
I'm a teacher.
Okay, so
that's a hero. That's in different ways.
None of my teachers look like Wonder Woman and Scarlett Johansson.
That's funny.
Yeah. I would have gotten much better. I would have showed up. I would have gone to class. But Jeff, you sound like you are.
You guys both give back to the society. Okay. You're like great people.
But Jeff, back to the date. Jeff, you sound like you are attracted to Lindsay. So can you take a pass on this? And Lindsay just being nervous and obviously maybe having fun with your firefighter description or what she thinks it is enough to try it again?
I mean, I want to say yes, yes. I mean, I am super attracted to her. I just, I don't want to regret this, but, you know, don't call me a hero for just acting like a good person with some manners, okay?
I can do that.
Yeah. Okay, that seems fair. That seems nice. Yeah. Jeff, you sound like a really, you know, solid guy. And Lindsay, you just got a little, you're just fangirling a little bit.
Maybe a tiny bit.
Yeah. All right. So here it is. Is it yes, Jeff, to a second date?
I'll say yes.
Buddy!
You know, Halloween's coming up. I think we got our costumes already
there
picked out
go.
For both of you. We got what? Thor and who was it?
Superwoman?
Yeah.
Well, no, Wonder Woman.
Scarlett Johansson and Thor.
That.
Like it.
Or the teacher and the firefighter.
Ooh, I like
real
that.
Life superheroes.
Can we come along on the second day? All right. Anyway, guys. We don't want Jeff to regret this. Like he
said, Jeff's like,
he may back out.
He's so bummed for picking up this phone call.
Oh, he's got a call. He's got to go. He's got a fire to catch.
Yeah, he's.
All right. Anyway, guys, we wish you all the best. You sound like a great couple.
Yeah.
And
just try to be honest. Hey, you know, Lindsay, don't be so nervous. It's all good. Okay.
Like we always say, act like you've been in the end zone before, right?
Yeah.
Even though you haven't. And good luck getting in the end zone. Lindsay, Jeff, we're just stalling. We just want to say, most of all, thanks for being on Second Date Update.
Yay!
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.